Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. You ain't gonna be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Blacks won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economic. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control business and industry, and put that pulls in your money, and hold that money, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for a lead. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folk got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations who got the money. That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor then is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor then is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk own and control less than 0.035% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. So you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad-mouthing you. And O'Reilly. They can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't even communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisons in the United States are black people. You only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate them. That's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March, boy, who cares? March has never changed anything.
All right. Oh, boy, I got a busy day today. Today's podcast is titled Hidden Reparations or Proactive Reparations. And you know what? I really want to take this up on another day. Because I got less than 2 hours to do stuff. All right, let's do it this way. 619-768-2945. If anybody out there who's listening, if you want to comment on something, a trending topic, including this title, Hidden Reparations. And you know what? Let me explain first. What is hidden reparations and proactive reparations? Okay. Essentially, hidden reparations is stuff that you can prosper from right now that is virtually within plain sight, but you have to see the value of it. Okay, you have to see the value of it. One example, somebody leaves a house full of clothes. Instead of calling Goodwill and giving those clothes away to Goodwill or the Salvation Army or just giving it away, and they're going to turn around and sell it. You can take those clothes, partner with somebody who knows how to put together quilts or recycle those clothes into something valuable. That's what I call, and that's an example, a small example of hidden reparations. Now, what's proactive reparations? Same thing. You're being proactive, not reactive. You're not waiting for the government or anybody outside of yourself to take advantage of opportunities within plain sight and within your power to take advantage of those things. So that's proactive reparations. So hidden reparations, proactive reparations, they go hand in hand. And we're going to talk more about that at a future date. We're 8 minutes in, so you know what? I'm going to cut it short today, really, really short, because I got some things to do within 90 minutes. So let me go ahead and do that. Everyone have a good rest of the day.
At Jiffy Lube, we car about cars. In fact, we're kind of obsessed. That's why we've been taking care of business with quick quality oil changes and service for over 40 years. And with things like our Carful Vehicle Review, where our experts check, fill, clean, and inspect your vehicle, you'll know we'll car for your car like we car for our own. Jiffy Lube. Car more.
Visit JiffyLubeDC.com to find a Jiffy Lube service center near you.